The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Got to get us a different board.
Well, listen now. What we
maybe we need to hire a drummer.
And I have my 6,000 sound effects here.
Woo-hoo!
That's your drum sound effect. That's great.
There you go.
That's very good.
Okay, we're gonna give away the Karnak.com.
Are we ready?
Promoter.
Let's see what we got
them up here.
Yeah, we got them up over
got
here.
Got them up there. Yep.
Do we have Liz and Phil on the phone, or at least one of the two?
I think we have them both.
We're both here.
Okay, Liz, are you a little bit more excited than you were last that we talked?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, earlier tonight, I'm going to turn this over to you in just a second. But earlier tonight, we announced the Karnak.com. Now, this is a Real Racing USA show, but obviously Karnak can get some airtime on it. And we announced the Florida Dirt Driver of the year, and that was Sean Smith, and we had him on the show, and then after that we talked to Robbie Cooper, who was the Karnak.com Florida Asphalt Driver of the Year, and Robbie won everything there was in modifieds, and Sean Smith just had a sensational year in on the dirt circuits, and we turned our attention to the promoters. I mean, Terry Roberts has done an absolutely fantastic job at building and using the resources and making the racetrack over at New Smyrna Speedway part of the community. And, Mike Peters is just he's struggled trying to get people running a great show, trying to get people in his grandstand. So he made a bold decision. Those are things that make promoters good. But, you know, around the states, a lot of people have done a lot of good things. But I got to tell you, I went up to North Florida Speedway a few years ago for the first time. It was about 3 years ago, actually, the first time I was ever there. And, you know, I looked at this place, and the people I was there with, we just kept looking and going, man, this place has potential, because I had no idea it was the kind of track it was. I just expected it was a little circle, you know, and maybe had some cars pull up around it. I didn't even know it had bleachers. And we just kept thinking about what potential this place has. And then Liz and Phil Guadagno took this place over, and you guys turned it around completely. I mean, you've got this place so different than what it was before. And we went up there, we were absolutely blown away. And then the stuff we hear constantly from the racers and the drivers, the fans who go there, that's why we've decided that Karnak, that Florida Promoter of the Year, is Liz and Phil Guadagno.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Congratulations, you two.
We're not kidding you. It's because of the excitement that you have every time that we talk to you on the telephone is why we're giving you this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Yeah. You've done a tremendous job at turning that place around and really put it on the map. And because until you come along, it wasn't on the map. Maybe at one time it was, but, you know, it wasn't. And it's back on the map.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate that. We work hard every day up there and just trying to give these local boys a very nice facility to come out and a family-oriented facility. And we really do appreciate it. That is awesome.
Tell us about some of the improvements that you've actually made since you've been there that you guys have instituted. Just what are some of the things? Let people know what you've done.
We have completely refurbished the main grandstands. We took all the old wood because, you know, it's a concrete base with wood seating and footrest. We took all the wood off of that, replaced all of that. We redid the scoring tower. We put new equipment in the concession stands. We redid the bathrooms, put new, you know, new toilets, all of that good stuff. We added bleachers to the pit area. We actually moved the pits from the middle of the track to the outside, so it's easier for the fans to be able to see the whole racing facility, because before, with the cars parked in the middle, you could only see certain parts of the track while they were racing. So we moved that out. We put all new, we put bleachers out there. We put the concrete barrier walls all around the racetrack. We just added some new aluminum bleachers to the main grandstands as well.
A new drive-up scale, a scoreboard. That facility ran without a scoreboard for many, many years. New fencing, you know, to protect the pit area. It used to be a auto parts store, as far as a used auto parts store, because they had about 50 different vehicles out there throughout the property. It used to be a trailer park as well, besides the racing facility. We cleaned all that up. There was many things that were eyesores. Trees right next to turn one, so if you did come off the race surface, you would possibly hit a huge pine tree. New office.
New track surface.
Yeah, new track surface. We took 250 loads of oil-based clay out and brought 250 loads of base clay in, and then put a regular racing surface over the top of that. But we had to make the base. We went off, I don't know if you all are familiar with Syracuse up in upstate New York. We kind of went with their formula of making a base and then putting the actual clay over the top to keep the ruts from being, you know, huge holes and things to that nature.
Right.
I think that's about it. New lighting. I'm sorry. Yeah, they had we had lighting issues when we first bought the place. And actually, we weren't even going to open up in 2005. We were going to hold on to it for a year and actually refurb it. And we were talked into opening up, and it was fun. But many issues with lighting we replaced and put all new lighting in. Still not 100% where we want it, but it's getting better as we add some more lights and redo some things.
Well,
I'm just astonished that we were promoter of the year.
Well, you know, and it's going to, I think it's only going to get better, Phil. I mean, you got, the All-Stars coming in there and not too long from now?
Yeah, a week and a half.
Yeah. At the All-Star Sprint Show. And we talked to your friend Dave Brown today because, I know he had helped you guys a lot with some things up there, and he's moving on to some other adventures now. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that have helped you get all this done, because it's a big operation running a racetrack. It's not a one-man show, that's for sure.
Oh, no, absolutely. We can tell you right now, if we didn't have the wonderful help that we have out there, we would probably struggle. They're fantastic people.
That's cool.
Well, it sounds exciting. You guys got a big season ahead of you there. And how has your car count changed over these years of progression?
We went from 6 cars in each class when we first opened, and not sure what to run. We just kind of opened the door and just ran anything that came across the gate to we're strong 20 in each class. We just had our turkey trot in November, 2-day show. On Saturday, we ended with 177 cars coming through the gate, 6 classes. We were just amazed of all the cars that actually came out to run with us.
That's pretty
cool. We're 20 strong in each class.
Yeah, it's,
that sounds great.
Far cry from where it was, that's for sure. And that's
oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, congratulations, guys, and we'll you'll be getting a really nice plaque and a letter from the folks at Carnac.com, and appreciate. We have really, beyond the fact that you know, what you're doing. We, and as fans, really appreciate what you guys are doing there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
right. We have one little surprise for this year. I'll let the cat out of the bag.
Go for it.
We are actually going to take spectators out of the main grandstand, and we are going to put them behind the wheel of a race car.
Ooh, sign me up.
So they're not going to actually be on the track with other cars, but we're going to give back to the people in the stands, our fans, let them actually drive a race car and see what it's all about. So at random, we're just going to pull someone out, say, next week, you're behind the wheel, to give them, you know, see what the drivers are doing.
That is so cool.
I know a girl.
And it's not that they're going to drive a little car. They're actually going to drive a modified, they're going to actually be behind the wheel of a pretty neat car.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
So dream come true for some folks.
Yeah,
almost definitely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but so there might be some people hiding when you come around to pick them too. All right.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Phil and Liz, thanks very much for your work and
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the support from everybody.
Have a great year.
Just keep it up. Keep that racing going.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye.